What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode one of Park the Bus, a prep sports podcast. My name is Ryan Plegancool, and I've been a corresponding writer with the Cedar Rapids Gazette for about 13 years now. And this is my second year on the prep soccer beat. So today's episode is going to feature a little bit of a season preview. Typically, you're going to see digital editor Nathan Ford on with me, but he's been pretty busy with the Iowa women's Final Four and NCAA tournament coverage. So we're going to give him a night off. So you're stuck with me for the first episode or two here. But what I'd like to do in this episode is kind of walk you through some things I've seen in the first couple weeks of the season and kind of some predictions for the rest of the season. So we're going to start on the girls' side, and I'll just kind of take you through what we have as far as some of the ranked teams. So these rankings just came out yesterday, and we have Class 1A. We got the 10th-rated center point Urbana, Stormin' Pointers. Class 2A features a lot of really good area teams. We got number 6 Independence, number 9 Cedar Rapids Xavier, number 11 Iowa City Liberty, and number 13 Clear Creek Amana, who's off to a really hot start this season. Then Class 3A, we got a couple area teams ranked, number 8 Linmar and number 15 Iowa City High. So where I kind of like to go with this season preview, and again, I know we're a couple weeks into the season, but I'd like to take you through some of the things that I, you know, kind of anticipate seeing. And we'll start on the girls' side first. Lot of really talented girls in the area this season. So I you know, it's hard to pick just three. But just so I'm not blabbering this entire show, I kind of nailed it down to three here. So as far as three area girls that I kind of expect to have big seasons, the first one that I really expect to step up and have a nice year is Maggie Utzinger. She's a sophomore from Marion. Man, what a tremendous freshman season. Led the Wolves in scoring 17 goals and was the first team all-conference player. Already got a couple goals on the board so far this season, and she's one of the leaders on that state tournament team last year for the Wolves. So I expect Maggie to have a big year for Marion. Next on my list, I have Macy Herding, and she's also a sophomore, just like Maggie. From Cedar Rapids Xavier here, and she had a very impressive freshman year as well. She led the Saints in goals with 12, and the first time I saw her play, I saw her kick in a game-winning goal from almost 30 yards out. Walk-off winner in extras, an extra period versus Kennedy. So really looking forward to see if she takes that next step this year. Third player I want to mention is Abby Roberts, and she's a junior from Linmar. Abby was a second-team All-Stater last season and led the Lions in assists and was second in goals. She's off to a hot start this season. She's already got 4 goals. So, you know, going to keep that Linmar offense red hot as it was last year. So I expect big things from Abby Roberts. And then I do want to give an honorable mention here to Easton Miller from Independence. Senior, she was really on track to, I think, have a big senior year. Led the Mustangs in goals last season with 29. Unfortunately, tore her ACL and partially torn MCL before the season started. So this offseason, and so she will not get to play her senior season, unfortunately. And you always hate to see things like that happen to, you know, such talented players, good kids. And the good thing for her is she's a Wartburg signee, so she will get to extend her soccer playing career for 4 more years. So on the bright side, so Easton Miller is my honorable mention, but those are kind of the three area players I'm looking at right now. Then as far as teams go, I'm going to stick with the Marion theme. This is Marion team that went undefeated at home last year, and also made the first state tournament appearance of the program's history. So they bring back several key players from last season. I already mentioned Maggie, but they also have Sella Hildale, Haley Potter, and a new goalie that I know Coach Eric Trilk is really excited about. Josie Logan, she's supposed to be a really, really solid freshman, good young athlete there. So the Wolves are loaded with potential, and they're going to need it in that WOMAC conference. think that Wamac Conference race is going to be extremely difficult. And speaking of the Wamac Conference, the other team I kind of have my eye on is Independence. And yeah, I know I just said they're going to be playing the season without Easton Miller, but they still bring back 10 of their 11 starters from last season. So a lot of experience coming back, even if they are losing that top goal scorer. And I went out and watched them play last week, and they beat Vinton Schelsberg, who was off to a good start. They beat him 5-1, scored 2 goals in the first 5 minutes, 4 goals in the first period. So I think they're going to be okay offensively. And so those are Marion Independence are among the teams I'm kind of looking at this season as far as their success. A bold prediction here. I think Clear Creek Amana is going to surprise a lot of people this season. They're already ranked 13th, and this is the team that finished 5-11 last year, but right now they're sitting 4-0. They've outscored opponents 28-0 in those 4 games, which is kind of unheard of. So CCA, I think they got a chance to make a nice state playoff push. So we'll see how that prediction fares out. Now I'm going to switch over to the boys' side. Varsity Bound, their power index just came out yesterday as well. In Class 1A, you got number 6 North Fayette Valley, my alma mater, and I think they're due for a nice season there. Class 2A, you got number 1 Williamsburg. Megan Eggleston is off to a good start there with the Raiders. Class 3A, you got a couple ranked teams. Marion's number 5, Clear Creek Amana's number 6 right behind them. And then 4A, you have Prairie at number 6 right now and Linmar number 8. So, as far as, you know, three players that I expect to really perform well this season in the area, my first pick is going to be Flory Gembo. He's a senior from Iowa City Liberty. Flory just passed Seton Hall to become Liberty's all-time leading scorer. And he just committed to Wartburg too. So last week was a big week for Flory. So congratulations to Flory. And you know, he was their second leading goal scorer last season. Really impressive offensive player. And this is a direct quote from Coach Matt Harding there. I think he's one of the top attacking talents in the state. So a little bit more on Flory in a second here when I get down to bold predictions. Next up on my list, Gavin Lewis, a senior from Prairie. Up until this season, Gavin's always played a little bit more of that midfield role. Now, he did lead Prairie in goals scored last season with 12. But this is a team that's traditionally based on fundamentally on defense. They're known more for their defensive prowess, but Gavin's moved up. He's more of a striker this season, and you know, I mentioned he had 12 goals all of last year. Well, he's already got 5 this season through 3 games and 4 assists. And Prairie has shut out. They're 3 for 3 in shutouts this season. So look for Gavin to put up some pretty big numbers. And then my the last one here I mentioned his name earlier, Megan, or I'm sorry, Megan, Mason Eggleston Jr. from Williamsburg. He was a second team All-Stater last year and was the Wamac West Player of the Year. And yeah, Williamsburg is the number one team in Class 2A. So this could be a big year, kind of taking the next step there for the Raiders in Eggleston. I expect some big things out there. Now, as far as you know, teams go, kind of already mentioned a couple players in these teams. Prairie, I went and saw them play last week, and I mentioned Gavin Lewis as their kind of primary scorer now. Aiden Newman is one of the top goalies in the state of Iowa, and they're both seniors, so I really like that senior duo there. They have a strong back line too. Lurch is a senior there. Got a young sophomore named Caleb Eckert who's had a nice goal last week too, and looks to be an impressive player. Thing is, they're going to play 10 of their 15 games on the road this season. They play a bunch of ranked teams on that schedule. So, come postseason time, I think they're going to be pretty battle tested. So, watch out for the Prairie Hawks this year. And how can you not, my second team here, how can you not mention last year's, you know, defending 3-8 state champions? You got Iowa City Liberty. You know, anytime you got a state champion in the area that's coming back, you know, you got to mention them. But really, you know, Flory is super talented, and yes, they lost 4 of their top 5 scorers actually from last season last season. But I think Matt Harding is a really good coach, and that team last year started 2-7 and went on a just an absolute tear to win the state championship there. So I can't bet against Iowa City Liberty to have some success. Now, as far as my bold prediction goes for the boys on the boys side, this one I don't think is too far out there, but I think Flory Gembo is going to lead Class 3A in goals scored this season. He's got 5 through 2 games. He scored one against Valley, which is, that we know Valley's a juggernaut. So to be able to put up a goal, even score against that team is impressive. And then he had 4 against Davenport West. So I think they lost a lot of scores from last season. I think he's going to put up big numbers, and hopefully, for Liberty's sake, get them back to where they want to be, which is at the state championship game. So those are kind of my bold predictions from the season. Again, I'll probably be the one doing the shows for the first couple episodes, and we'll get Nathan on here too, and so he can spit his takes too. So thank you for tuning in today, and go watch some soccer games. There's some really good area teams, both on the boys and the girls side. The weather's starting to get nice out, so college basketball season is behind us now. So go out and watch some soccer games.
Get a daily update from the Gazette with our daily news podcast. Add it to your podcast player or your Alexa-friendly device to get a bite-sized local news update each day. Check it out at thegazette.com/podcasts.